This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Paul Provenza, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much, everybody. In just a minute, Carl shows Rich Little how it is done. With some more impressions of newsmakers and another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you would like to play on air, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, this week, the New York Times Online featured a crossword puzzle with clues written by a certain notable crossword enthusiast. He, for example, wrote this gem of a clue, four down, seven letters, quote, "It's nice to be on the receiving end of one."
Thong.
No. Who wrote this clue?
Oh, I'm worried. I know who wrote it. I'm trying to solve it. First, it's seven. How many letters?
It is seven letters, yes. And it yeah.
Monica's just six.
Interns is interns.
No, this, it's got to be singular. Okay. Well, Hillary is only six. Okay. So it's Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Former president, yeah. Bill Clinton.
The former president is proud to admit he is a huge crossword puzzle geek, and this was the first puzzle he wrote. That was his most interesting clue. I'll give you a second to kind of... it does have seven letters, but no, the real answer, we think, having worked in the puzzle ourselves, is endower. Endower, like someone who endows.
Wow.
Not someone who is well endowed, another enthusiasm of the president's, but...
That would have been the queen.
Yeah. Among some of the other Clinton-penned clues, 28 across, foreign lady friends, and 48 down, ooh, social events for flirts. Clinton's crossword came with a warning. The clues to this puzzle are a little more playful than usual.
Uh-huh. In dower. That's, I don't get much out of that. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I think so is he, usually, if I remember the Star Report. Roxanne, the Los Angeles Times did a story this week suggesting that the trend toward large entourages has peaked, and now such large posses are seen as déclassé by the celebrity set. They say that a turning point might have been when starlet Lindsay Lohan brought a manicurist, a massage therapist, and a hairdresser with her to what?
Rehab.
Exactly right. No one disputes that beating addiction is tough. It's hard in your cuticles. Mm-hmm. Split ends, forget about it. And it can make a person so tense you could use a back rub, so it makes sense. A gossip reporter told the Times that this incident of excessive entourageosity, quote, sent a message to a lot of A-listers and to people hovering in the middle that this jig is up.
Yep. Well, my people backstage... going to be sorry to hear that.
If you're going to be hitting bottom, you want to look your best.
Don't you?
Yes.
Paul, you've heard about Bat Day, Cap Day, Rally Monkey Day. Well, in order to bring people out to Miller Park, the Milwaukee Brewers last Tuesday offered fans free what?
Crack Day.
Crack Day.
They found that crack keeps them coming back. Crack Day at Miller Stadium. Wow.
It's good for them.
Wow.
Trying to do us a favor with this promotion.
Trying to do us a favor with this.
And not only do you get in to see the game, you get this benefit, it's your once-in-a-lifetime chance to get legendary Brewers play-by-play man Bob Bucher to sign your colon.
I'm guessing they're giving out some kind of roughage. I don't really...
Lentils. I think I know.
You think you know? Can I give it to Roxanne?
Yeah, please do.
It was colonoscopies, wasn't it?
Close. I'll give it to you, though. They were offering prostate exams.
Oh.
They're offering prostate exams.
Why bother even having a game? That sounds to me like a day out at the park.
You have to be afraid people line up, get their prostate exam, get back in line again.
Get me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. If I have enough roughage, I'll never be back.
Were they?
Despite the fact that
I just wish I could see the Diamond Vision screens.
The Brewers have one of the best records in baseball, so you'd think no problem getting people to the park, but nonetheless, they offered a promotion. The first 50 fans get free prostate exams.
Oh, just 50?
Well, I mean, the idea was, I mean, to be fair to the Brewers, they weren't actually, you know, using the prostate exams to lure people to the park. They were using the park to lure people to get prostate exams.
But because it turns out... Yeah. Okay, everybody, time for that seventh inning stretch.